The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is our Christmas spectacular. We are donning, both figuratively and literally, our Santa hats. Greg Ducharme already has his on to give some gifts to our favorite golfers this year. Joining me, the aforementioned Greg Ducharme. Greg, you're ready to rock and roll.
I love the season of giving, and you got to love it, especially when they're thoughtful gifts. And this one is asking to really... It's asking us to really think about what these players need, what they could use. So I'm looking forward to this one.
It's really hard. Kyle Porter also here, KP. Very difficult because, I don't know if these guys need anything. I don't know if they pine for anything. I don't know if there's anything we can give them they couldn't get themselves. So we're going to do our best here.
Oh, there's going to be some stuff that they haven't thought of that they need. So that's what I'm here for. It's not the money. You have to actually get to the point that you realize you need it. So that's what we're just here to point it out.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's just jump right into this and start with the number four ranked player in the world, Rory McIlroy, without a victory in 2020. It is now Christmas time, Kyle. He is a new father. Not sure if you've heard that or not, but Rory, what is underneath the Christmas tree from him come Christmas morning?
He needs another kid, so everybody will stop talking about this one. I wrote down literally anything to help with his wedge game because he talked about this. I think it was in that Eamon Lynch article on Golf Week, which was really good. It was an interview with him after the Masters. And he just said, my iron play was not good after the restart, which was statistically true. It wasn't good. And we talked about that throughout the last 6 months. And that's just, it held him back. And he was in such a great spot those really for the 14 months leading into the COVID break, the 3 month break, and then he was just kind of lousy afterwards. So the other thing that I wrote, and I won't go this long on everybody, but he needs a win early on because he's such a front runner, not just at like within a singular event, but overall, like when he gets rolling, it's like, you know, it's lights out. I mean, he can shut it down, and he like him winning in the Middle East, 'cause he's going back to the Abu Dhabi. I don't know if he's playing the other events there. I know he's playing Abu Dhabi, probably Dubai as well. And if he wins one of those, then I think that could really just get him rolling downhill for 2021.
Yeah. That's a good one. He needs a jump start, right? He needs some, he just needs to be, you know, put up to the paddles and just give him a little jumpstart win early in the year. Greg, what are you giving Rory McIlroy this year?
So I think to Kyle's point about the wedge play, I've had some interesting conversations. The thing that I'm left with is Rory struggles from that 4 to 8 foot range on the greens in putting. And when you struggle in that area, it puts pressure on your iron play. It puts pressure on your wedge play. You feel like in order to make a birdie, you got to knock it in. So I think if Rory can hammer down these 4 to 8 footers, he's going to improve. I'm getting him a putting mat. It allows two things. And it's a big moss putting green. 4 to 8 feet. He's going to be able to practice all of these with Poppy sitting right there in a little rocker, in a jumper, something like that. He can take Poppy for the afternoon and work on his putting indoors. I'm going to putting.
Did you say a big moss putting green?
Yeah. Big moss putting green. They're the best putting brand out there. It's a brand.
Does Randy Moss sell them?
No, Randy has nothing. It's a guy named Tony Persico. Great guy. Great putting mat. I'm telling you, it's the best surface out there. It is.
What's your promo code, Greg?
Can we get some money for this?
I don't have a promo code. I'm just saying, look, these are the kind of things you talk about, something that's true, all right? Something that's honest. This is, I'm telling Rory that he needs just the best product out there, and he's got to do it indoors. He can watch Poppy that way.
Speaking of someone who might need a putting mat, Justin Thomas comes next. I mean, this to me actually, KP, was probably this was difficult, right? I mean, the guy's got so few holes in his game. Obviously the putter is troublesome at times. I think he's great mentally. I couldn't even think of almost a knock against JT. He has everything, doesn't he?
He does. I actually wrote down that I'm going to get JT a coffee subscription. So I started subscribing, like doing the monthly subscription coffee thing, which is great. Gets sent right to your front door. And the reason JT needs a coffee subscription is because he hasn't been closing recently. He blew leads at, this might be an incomplete list, and one of them might be wrong, but
great. Keep them coming.
There's just a lot of research went into this. Mexico, I think he had a 54-hole lead. Workday, he was up three with like four to go or three to go. Zozo, he had a 54-hole lead. And then the U.S. Open, he didn't have a 54-hole lead, but he just, it felt like he was kind of in control of the tournament and just kind of wilted away to down, you know, over the last couple of days. He just didn't have it. And some of that is like, remember the thing he did with Rory a couple of years ago, where it's like, oh, he can't close on a Sunday. And you're like, maybe, or there's just statistically, this is how things are kind of falling. And then he won three events in like 4 months. And you're like, oh well, yeah. And I think that's probably what's like, I don't think JT is not a closer. Like he's kind of like the body of work suggests otherwise. So it's a little bit tongue in cheek, but you know, he's admitted like on the weekends, he hasn't necessarily been great over the last year.
So he needs to be caffeinated. He needs a little something extra to get him over the edge.
No, it's the coffees for closers.
Oh, coffees for closers. See, I missed that. That's why I'm.
Oh, yeah. It's from what movie is that from, Greg?
Oh, man. I couldn't tell you.
I have it right here. No, I don't.
It's from
1992. Glenn Gary,
yeah, there you go.
There you go. 1992.
There's this whole speech. They're in sales, and he's screaming. The guy is screaming, "Coffee's for closers." So go watch the clip. That's what gotcha. JT needs.
It's Alec Baldwin. I don't think Greg was born yet in 1992. Were you, Greg?
Yeah, I was. JT definitely was. I was born in 91. So yeah, I was okay. One. I should remember down. That.
Yeah.
JT, what is JT going to receive from Greg Ducharme?
I think Kyle's going to like this one. He needs a nice custom built bookshelf. I'm going to get him one. He's going to need I don't know the exact dimensions. We got to do a little bit of thought. We got to have some discussions, but he needs some space for some more trophies. Cause I'm not worried about the closing this year. He's got 10, he's got 10 years. He's got like 30 trophies coming his way in the next decade.
Got to bring that up.
That's at least the amount of space that we got to plan for, go a little bit past. So he needs room for all of his trophies. Maybe there's another PGA on the way. I don't know, but I'm getting him a bookshelf. He's going to need a little bit of space.
I was going to get him.
That's great. That's a great call.
I was going to get him a belt, but he just got one of those for winning the PNC championship, matching belts with Pops.
I saw that.
It's pretty good.
Send that over to the RNA and just use it at the Open.
Never have to worry about missing, not bringing back the belt ever again.
The next young Tom.
All right, this one's interesting. Brooks Koepka. Lots of inconsistency in his game in 2020. We saw glimpses at times. We talked about the knee more often than we talked about him being on the first page of the leaderboard. Greg, we'll stay here with you. What are you getting BK for Christmas?
Greg looks like he's in the witness protection program with his camera going blurry here.
Yeah, we were also going to do the voiceover thing.
Yeah. Over his voice. For this one. See, I think Brooks is in great shape. And I'm not really worried about Brooks Koepka. You could go with something like a putting mat, but I think he's got that under control. I think what Brooks needs is simply time. And I think that by the time we get to April, Brooks's game is going to be in great shape and he's going to be ready to go. So the only thing that I'm getting Brooks is I'm allowing Brooks some time. And I don't think he's in any rush to start performing extraordinary. I don't think he's in any rush to win. I don't think he's in any rush to get a trophy. I think it's very easy for him to write off 2020 as simply an injury year. It was a year where he was just hurt and he wasn't able to perform at the level that he's accustomed to. So for Brooks, he's getting, it's a hard thing to give, but he's just getting a little bit of time and I'm giving him a break and I'm not coming down on him with any real strong critiques until we get past, you know, next April.
Kyle, Greg thinks Brooks needs more time. What say you?
I'm getting Brooks like a set of, I don't know, maybe 6, maybe 10 yoga lessons. I think that something that happens, I'm actually kind of serious about this. Something that happens with Brooks when he has time away is it seems like, and this is very like conjecture, like just me viewing from, you know, very far away. It seems like he gets kind of bulked up and like kind of stiff with like what he's doing. He like everything that he does on the course has not looked as free over the last, you know, since he's kind of been returned from injury as it did when he was winning US Open PGA Championship. So he needs to, I don't know if get in shape. I think he's in decent shape. He needs to loosen up a little bit.
There are a few highly rated hot yoga places in Jupiter. I think we can find one, send him a gift certificate or two and take care of that real quick, KP. Here's the main event. We're going to stay here with you, Kyle. 3.5 years, 0 victories, Jordan Spieth. You have on multiple occasions told us you're going down with SS Spieth. Is there anything, you know, Santa's pretty magical. He's got a lot of tricks up his sleeve. Is there anything he could bring Jordan to fix this?
Well, it was pricey. This was a pricey one.
Oh, boy.
But I bought him some NetJets hours to go see Butch.
Wow. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Butch is out in Vegas with you, Rick, and Spieth's here with me in Dallas. And yeah, I bought him some NetJets hours to get out there. There's just all these rumors about him and Butch working together. Who knows? I don't know if it's true, but if it is, I want it to continue to happen going into 2021. Try to get things back on track.
Very generous gift, Kyle. NetJets credits for one Jordan Spieth. Yeah,
maybe he'll let me get on board on one of those. I'll come see you. Come hang out, Rick.
Oh, there you go. We can hang. We'll just we'll be there for the range sessions. I want to see the work that these guys put in. I mean, you know, it's funny, Greg, and I'd like to get your gift for Jordan Spieth here. I mean, we've been, or at least I've been, like this break has to change. Like something has to change, right? Like it just has to change for a guy who's as young as Jordan Spieth is, for as good as he is. You can't go 3.5 years without victory. You can't go however long it's been since he's really been in contention for anything important. Something has to change. We're now in the point of this is the definition of insanity.
Yeah, it's really too bad to see. So I think there's a spark that's needed. And I am shocked that Kyle came up with that gift, because I was thinking Butch Harmon was the guy that was in my mind. Now I had wrote down gift certificates for some lessons, and I wanted actually Jordan and Cam to both go out and see Butch and just you just get help, right? You don't necessarily. This is like a consultant thing, right? So the two of them go out there. Greller comes along too. So you got three. And if you, with your NetJet passes, all three of them can go, and I'll buy the gift certificates for the hours with Butch. I'll buy Butch's time. And so now the three of them are going to go out there, spend a couple of days with Butch and get some direction, maybe get some assurance, get a strong voice in there to just say, hey, what you and Cam are doing is the right thing, Jordan. It's time for you to believe it. Or, hey, you know what? I would do it like this. Maybe he just says it in a different way. We've seen it with a bunch of different players. Brooks Koepka, even. I know he works with his son, Claude, so there's a closer relationship there. But he goes out and sees Butch Harmon, and all of a sudden things get back into shape. Now, then we had a layoff, so it kind of got thrown out after that, but Brooks has done it. Webb Simpson will go out there regularly. Butch is not his main coach. He sees other coaches, but he goes out to see Butch a couple times every year. And all of a sudden he wins the Waste Management Phoenix Open right after a lesson with Butch. So I think it would really help to go and get just that eye. But I don't think that means you have to switch coaches, partly because Butch is retired.
This feels like the thing that's closest to happening of one of these gifts that we're giving out. So we'll keep a close eye on this story. Tiger Woods, fresh off his start the PNC Championship, needs a Christmas gift. And gentlemen, I'm giving him a meeting with Ponce de Leon because he needs to find out the location of the Fountain of Youth. Kyle, this is a tale as old as time, right? Father Time is undefeated, and Tiger is very much in that part of his career where he's hanging on, trying to put it together for four straight days. You've talked a lot about, shortening the schedule, right? Playing four, five, six times a year in search for major championships. I think he needs to stop time or find the Fountain of Youth in some way.
I actually just kind of gave up on that, and I'm going to get him one of those those chairs that there's just like a walking stick at tournaments. You know what I'm talking about, Greg?
Yes.
And just get him a couple of those, and he just go follow Charlie around.
Oh, there you go.
We're on the same page here tonight, Kyle, because my gift for Tiger was a straw hat. And he probably has one from his
day. Bring it back, yeah.
Right? But the straw hat is what coaches wear, right? It's like David Ledbetter wears a straw hat, right? I wear, when I go out and teach, I wear a nice, it's like an umbrella, protects you from the sun. You're out there coaching. And so he's going to follow Charlie with a straw hat on, or maybe a new pair of sunglasses. I'm going to get him some coaching gear.
I love it. Phil Mickelson. Next on the list, Greg, and for a man, he's speaking of men who have it all. Phil seems to have it all, right? He's got a great golf game in some ways. He's got the coffee business. He's got the brand going. So, what are we giving Phil Mickelson?
Well, I'm going to take a little bit of pressure off him and the growing of the coffee sales space. I'm going to buy him some social media boosts. You know how you can go on and boost your posts, right? Your Facebook, you can boost. I'm going to buy him some of those so he can kind of let this coffee product just grow by itself. I'm going to help him throw some funds at it because he needs my help in that area. Yeah. It's going to allow Phil to focus on his game because I think there's still gas in the tank here. We see it on PGA Tour Champions. I don't think he's going to be a regular contender, probably not a guy who's making a Ryder Cup team or anything like that. But I do think there's still a win in there for Phil Mickelson. I think he can put it together, but he needs to, something has to happen for him. And I think the attention has to get really focused on what he's doing out on the golf course. Not that it's not, but I just want to relieve a little bit of pressure in the coffee side of things.
I kind of went the opposite way on this. I've enlisted the help of the Grinch to go in and steal Phil Mickelson's PGA Tour card and force him to play only on the Champions Tour. It would not only be extremely, extremely lucrative for him, but he would have all the eyeballs, KP, that he'd be the center of attention on the Champions Tour. You know he loves that. You know he loves being the center of attention. Get to play for 3 days, cash your couple $100,000, move on to the next place. Let's go, Phil. Move over and play on the Champions full time.
And then just go to the three majors that he's still eligible for.
There you go. Rock and roll. Great year every year.
Yeah, because he's not going to be in the U.S. Open this year. We said that last year, and then a pandemic hit, and he got in. But I don't have a gift for Phil. He's actually going to be giving stuff away. I am going to enlist him for that Justin Thomas monthly coffee subscription. So he's going to be sending JT the coffee so that he can figure out how to close.
Love it. Love it. Enlist some help from Phil Mickelson. Okay, Greg, your guy's up next. Tony Finau, just to recap everybody in case they haven't heard, 2006, last victory. It was the Puerto Rico Open, only victory because of, the curse. I guess now that's broken. Maybe Victor Hovland gave Tony the gift of breaking the curse.
Yeah. You know, I love Tony. And but I am giving Tony a motivational gift this year, and the gift is coal. Tony's getting coal in the stocking this year, and the idea is it sparks a little bit of interest. It's another nice year, right? You're contending in events, you're establishing yourself as one of the more talented players on the PGA Tour. Yet You're not closing the deal. You're not getting wins. You're not bringing home the hardware. And it's time to say enough's enough. This isn't good enough anymore if you're Tony Finau. So you get coal in the stocking this year. It's the kick in the butt you need to go out there and, you know, play a little meaner. I want to get him. I want to get Tony a little bit angry. So I'm hoping that this kind of makes him grit a little bit and go out there and get some victories, because he's good enough to do it. And I'm hoping that this is the year.
Do you remember, bear with me on this one. Do you remember when Rory McIlroy and Caroline Wozniacki broke off their engagement, and then Wozniacki changed her Twitter profile to her with like a cauldron, right? Like she was like brewing something up, and everyone was like, this is bad for Rory. She's putting a spell on him. Maybe we get her to kind of lift this spell off of Tony Finau. Maybe Victor did it, but I think we need just an extra set of hands on this one, because Tony's got to break through. He's got to get a victory.
So we need Caroline Wozniacki to help Tony Finau.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's
2020. I did not see that coming. I've got, we need to get the 2K golf game in Tony's hands to get him. He needs to win a tournament, like just any tournament, like literally it can be a video game. If he wants to download a mini golf game on his iPhone, he can do that. Just win. I was looking back. He's won. You know how many times he's won in his professional career? Not PGA Tour, just ever. In like on his OWGR page.
What is it?
Twice.
What was the other one?
He's played, I don't know. Probably Korn Ferry. He's played in over 200 OWGR events. And so at some point, like, I love Finau. We all do. Everybody does. He's great. But it just becomes a little bit of like who you are, you know, and I don't know. So get him the 2K golf game, get one of his kids, his 5-year-old in there, let him win, let him beat him by like 20. And then, you know, see what it feels like.
Tony's 5-year-old to let Tony win. Hey, let your dad win.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the dexterity with the video games is there for Tony to just beat him. I don't need it. You know, his 5-year-old didn't need to roll over like, you know, whoever finished second at the 2012 Puerto Rico Open.
Make it look like you're trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your dad needs this.
the other professional victory for Tony Finau, the 2014 Stonebray Classic on the Korn Ferry Tour, which he won by 3 shots over Daniel Berger. How about that? Ooh. Pretty cool.
Is that the one where Steven Yeager shot a 58?
I do you think I have this at my fingertips? I don't know.
I actually do think that.
I would have to confirm that for you. You're gonna have to give me a couple of minutes. We'll circle back on it.
I think it was. It might have been the Ellie Mae.
So that is now the Ellie Mae. So you might be right. That event has changed names.
Okay. The Steph Curry Invitational.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Ricky Fowler, Greg.
Oh boy.
These are right up your alley here. Tony Finau, now Ricky Fowler. What can we give old Rick for Christmas?
This is what I was. What does Ricky need? And I think Ricky needs. I think Ricky needs a clone. So I'm going to get Ricky another Ricky Fowler. Okay. It's going to allow him.
Yeah, I like where this is going.
I don't know where this is going.
This is great. You read the Eamon Lynch article.
So this is going to allow Ricky to spend a little bit of time off the golf course, doing his commercial, doing all the things he does, which he's great at. And everybody wants a piece of Ricky. So he's going to go out there and he can spend 12 hours a day filming commercials, he can get in a movie if he wants. He can do all that stuff. And then the other Ricky, the real Ricky, can stay on the golf course. He can play more. He can play more tournaments. He can practice a little bit more. Although all the reports I've heard is that he's working really hard on his game. But I think that's because some of the other stuff was kind of on leeway with the shutdown. Things kind of slowed down for him, but he's a hard worker. But I think Ricky just needs more time. And if he had another Ricky Fowler, I think it would help him. I think it would help him focus on his game a little bit more.
We've officially entered the cloning portion of the podcast, which I love, right? I'd love a clone. I think we'd all like a clone.
Yeah, it would be great.
Steven Yeager shot a 58 at the 2016 version of the LA May Classic. So KP, you are absolutely correct. 2 years after Tony Finau won that event. What are you giving Ricky Fowler for Christmas?
Do we have a dog situation at one of y'all's houses?
It's mine. It's my dog. In the situation, that's Oliver, who is an adamant Ricky Fowler fan.
Another Rick. Give me a Ricky. Give me a Ricky.
I like how you guys were talking about how my NetJets thing was too expensive, and then Greg's trying to clone people.
I was told there's no price limit.
Ricky, I'm getting, this is mean-spirited, but I'm getting him a golf cart for his vice captaincy at the Ryder Cup this year.
Wow. That is pretty, it's pretty good though.
I'm not proud of it, but it is what it is.
Well, it's better than saying getting him a subscription for masters.com or something.
Access to the online store so he can get some swag.
No, he's going to make it. He's going to make the Masters. I mean,
there's no chance that he's on the Ryder Cup team, right?
No, that's a tougher one. Look, if you miss a Ryder Cup team, it doesn't mean
you're
right. Missed Masters. That's a worse sign, in my opinion.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, I got a couple more. We're going to have to roll through. I might have to cut some of these, but we'll roll through some of these pretty quick. Greg, we'll start with you. And these, Jacob, first of all, Jacob does a great job with these. Added these last minute. So let's go with Jack Nicklaus. What does Jack need for Christmas, Greg?
Man, I'm not sure Jack needs. Is there something that Jack Nicklaus really needs? I mean, he is a great family man, right? And when I think of Jack Nicklaus, I think of the letter to his younger self that he wrote a couple of years ago and all of the things that he's accomplished and the things that really count for Jack. And I'm not sure there's something, maybe, you know what? I just need to get Jack Nicklaus in a par three contest again. I think he's just got to play in the par three contest at Augusta this year. Cause that moment that he had with his grandson was the best and the coolest thing. And it meant so much to Jack, you can tell. So I think Jack needs, maybe Jack Nicklaus is getting a COVID vaccine so that he can be safe and he can go to Augusta National and he can play a par three contest and everybody else can too.
Well, let's get Greg on the COVID vaccination distribution thing. I like that. Nice. The Golden Bear, KP, he is 80. Okay. Do you think he cares? Okay. So I think there's an interesting thing in sports where some athletes don't want their records broken and some think it's like great for the game and it's a nice moment. Do you think that he goes to bed at night like, I still got Tiger by a couple. I'm good to go.
I think it's like Justin Rose's gold medal. People to stop talking about it. So I think that he actually wants it to be broken so people will stop asking him about it.
Okay.
I was going to suggest him getting a I don't know how much it costs, but a name change for his grandson his grandson-in-law who was trending on Twitter the other day. Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw.
I don't know how much it costs to change your name, but his name's Todger Strunk.
So Todger is a combination of what? Todd and Roger? Todger?
It's not good. I don't know. I don't know. It's a combination of things.
It's probably pretty cheap to change your name if it's not Jack. It's like,
there's like all this stuff going on in the world, like the election, like all, you know, NFL, all this stuff. And I see on my Twitter, Todger Strunk is trying, who's Todger Strunk? And I click on it and all these golf people are tweeting about Jack Nicklaus's grandson-in-law. It's crazy.
Yeah, when I see something like a name trending, I'm like, oh boy, like I don't know who this is. Like this could be literally anything, right? This could be political. This could be sport. This could be like, I have no idea what this is right now. All right, let's end with this one because I think this is a good one. I want to throw to Jay Monahan, commissioner of the PGA Tour. I think that with certain gifts, Greg, a lot of things can happen that I think are good for the game. So I'll start. I'm giving Jay an out on all the TV deals. He gets to start from scratch. He gets to get out of everything. He gets to renegotiate all of them, probably get more money, but also we can fix the coverage situation that we have on the PGA Tour where, you know, we're not getting the telecast until like the fourth hole. I want more coverage in the mornings. Let's sell it out, all out. Everybody gets a piece. We get to see all the golf we can, Greg.
Wow, that's a really good one. I like that idea because coverage, increasing the coverage, I think this year has shown that there's a healthy community of people that really want to watch golf from start to finish. So it'd be great to go back to the Players Championship and see how that watching every player, every shot, see how that plays out. But for me with Jay Monahan after this year, I'm getting him a gift certificate to the spa. I think Jay needs a me day. He's got to go and just relax and get a massage and maybe a little trip in the sauna. Cause I'm not sure that Jay Monahan slept a whole lot this year. I think it's probably the most stressful year of his life. Every week you're concerned about a breakout and a shutdown and contingency plans. And you're just constantly preparing for the unknown and ready for anything. And so I think he deserves the job that he did getting the tour ready, getting the tour through this whole season, the way that they did. I think he deserves a little bit of me time. So go relax a little bit, Jay.
There you go. Relax a bit on Greg Ducharme's dime. I like it. KP, wrap us up here. What are you getting Jay Monahan for Christmas?
I don't know what I'm getting him, but I know who I'm having ship it.
Oh boy. FedEx?
Yeah, of course.
I thought you were going to be the Grinch and be like, UPS is sending it.
I was going to, but I feel bad. He's going to have one of those, you know, the presidential photos where it's like George Bush before and after the presidency, Barack Obama before, and it's going to be like Jay Monahan before and after 2020 between the PGL, the COVID, you know, all these different things. I mean, I agree with Greg. By the way, the FedEx thing, did you see that FedEx was bringing the first shipments of vaccines to the US?
I did see that.
Yeah.
Can we get a Dustin Johnson Photoshop of him driving the plane?
I mean, I can't, but maybe somebody listening can. Yeah, like somebody out there can.
Austin's the co-pilot. That should be part of the PGA Tour's deal with FedEx. You get the Photoshop with it. They should have let DJ like ceremonially fly the thing over,
or just like, or administer some shots. He can probably do it, right? He hits a bunch of shots every week. He's good. Yeah.
Dustin Johnson administering the first COVID vaccine.
That is not a path that I envision us going.
Okay. Any other gifts we want to give out before we wrap this up? Anything else I'm missing?
I got one more.
Okay.
Gary Player some seedlings so he can plant some trees this year.
And why does he need to plant trees, Kyle?
Well, he loves trees. He did that whole rant during the Payne's Valley thing about how all the great courses in the world are tree lined. Like St. Andrews and all those famous tree lined courses in Scotland.
Did you ever think, Kyle, when you were a young, aspiring golf writer, that you would have a rivalry with Gary Player?
Jacob has a great photo up. The Gary Player shade never stops on this show. I hope he doesn't listen.
It's Mr. Player.
he's great. Nobody's more passionate about golf, and that's awesome. Like that's the point of all this, right? Is we talk about people and who are passionate about golf and who are involved in golf. So I give him a hard time, but he provides some very worthy content.
Hopefully this was some very worthy content of your Christmas week. We enjoyed it. We handed out some gifts, played a little Santa Claus, played a little Grinch when necessary for Kyle Porter, who you can find at Kyle Porter CBS. We thank you. For Greg Ducharme, you can find at The Real GFD. You can find me at Rick Rungood. This has been The First Cut. Merry Christmas. Catch you later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.